So what can you use this bye week for?
They get better. They get better. I think we all realize that there's still a lot of areas that we can get better at, and that's going to be the focus this week, is getting better individually and on some, you know, different things that we feel like we can improve on going forward.
What does the number one seed mean to you?
A bye week. That's about it. I mean, we do realize that the next game we're going to be playing against a really good football team, no matter who it is.
How about playing at home? How important is that?
It's only as good as you take advantage of it. Really, I mean, it's a comfortable thing for us to, you know, kind of stay in our routine. But outside of that, you know, we've seen a lot of teams with home field advantage not take advantage of it. So hopefully, you know, this week we'll be able to get the most out of this week, and then next week, you know, really take all these days and put them together, some good practices and good preparation, and take advantage of it.
You have a lot of loud places, Kansas City, of course, being one of the louder ones. How does Gillette compare?
Good question. that's a tough question. You're right. I have played in some loud places, and this place can be loud at times.
Could be louder, though. More consistent.
You said that. I did not say that. I did not say that.
Part of that, Brian, is just the simple fact that the fans expect you guys to win.
I have no idea. This is my first year here, so you have to ask somebody who's been here for a long period of time. So I'm not going to get into that one. That's not a good situation to really comment on.
Have you ever? You've been through a bye week, haven't you?
Yes.
For playoffs, right? Is there a right way to do it? Is the way you found success for how much to rest?
You know, the last time I had a bye week, it didn't end up well for us, so I can't say. I know that, you know, Coach Belichick will, you know, whatever he says, you know, he's got a lot of experience, so I'm sure he has more experience than probably anybody in how to deal with this week. So, you know, I'll follow suit whatever he wants to do. I'm sure it'll be the best for us.
Do you feel focus is kind of wrapped up since, you know, after the regular season ended? Do you feel everybody just kind of said, okay, let's?
Well, I think today was a good day to, you know, come in and really, you know, try to clean up some of the things from this last week. But coming tomorrow, I'm more than sure that there'll be a lot of focus on the details. Some of the things that we probably haven't been able to go over, because in the course of the season, you want to get ready for the next opponent. The fact that we don't know who our next opponent is gives an opportunity to really focus on ourselves.
Do you ever marvel or even think about how many guys were brought in beginning of this year, like right before the season, like you, midway through the year, guys who are seeing real playing time, and how that happened?
No, not really. I mean, I think the off season, you know, situation kind of made it like that for a lot of people. I think a lot of teams were scrambling. You didn't have as much time with preparation. There was a lot of injuries that came out of training camp. So, no, it didn't surprise me that a lot of guys have had to come in and perform right away.
How important is it, Brian, this week to treat your body well and get as much rest as you can, treatment, and just kind of get
I mean, right? I think for some people it's probably more than others, but you really don't. I mean, there's not a lot of stuff you can do over the next week and a half that's going to really, you know, make you feel like you've had, you know, a couple months off. I mean, really, the best you can don't do anything different than what you've been doing all season. I think that's the best remedy. You want to, you know, take care of your body as best you can, but you should have been doing that all season. So, for me, I think the more preparation needs to be mentally. Mentally, you need to have more preparation as far as really getting on the details of what we do, our schemes and individual techniques. So those are the things I think where your preparation needs to really pick up.
Is that kind of your advice to younger players who haven't been through the playoffs before, is to kind of keep the same thing, keep your routine going?
Definitely. The routine is what saves you. It's what lets you know that you're prepared. If you fall off the routine, you're going to always find yourself feeling like you left something out. It's kind of like, you know, packing at the last minute. You always feel like there's something you forgot. If you're preparing through the course of this week and all of next week, then I think you'll feel really prepared going into the game.